Father, anoint your people to receive your anointed word. And I give you praise for anointing me to bring this teaching in the mighty name of Jesus. This is part two of fruitful or fruitless trees. Which one are you? In part one of this teaching, we brought out in Jeremiah chapter 11, verses 19, how they talked about destroying the tree which bore fruit. We also saw in Luke 13 how this man came seeking fruit on this tree. 3 years, he didn't find nothing. We saw in Genesis chapter 3, verse 6 and 7, the kind of trees that God desires for us to be. Trees that should be good for food, trees that's pleasant, trees that's desired by others, a tree that others will take of the fruit, a tree that will open the eyes of others, and we should be a tree that will educate others in things they never knew. Now, in part two of this teaching, I want to go back to the book of Daniel. I want to show you something else in part two. Of fruitful or fruitless trees, which one are you? If you will, look at Daniel. Chapter 4. And I want to look at verses 10 through 14. Daniel chapter 4, verses 10 through 14. Thus were the visions of my head in my bed. I saw, and behold, a tree in the midst of the earth. Remember, we are a tree. I brought this out in part one of this teaching. Similitudes of the believers. With the salt of the earth, light of the world, cities that sets upon a hill. But I thought our focal point is on the tree now. Nebuchadnezzar the king had a dream. And in his dream, he saw this tree. And this tree he saw, it disturbed him because of what he saw happening to this tree. So what he's doing, he's actually describing the dream. Listen to this. Thus were the visions of my head and my bed. I saw, and behold, a tree in the midst of the earth, and the height thereof was great. The tree grew and was strong. And the height thereof reached unto heaven, and the sight thereof to the ends of all the earth. The leaves thereof were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all. The beasts of the field had shadow under it, and the fowls of the heaven dwelt in the boughs thereof, and all flesh was fed of it. I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and a holy one came down from heaven. He cried aloud and said thus, cut down the tree and cut off its branches and shake off its leaves and scatter his fruit. Let the beast get away from under it and the fowls from his branches. The point I want to bring out is this. Nebuchadnezzar saw this tree. That tree was a symbol of him. That God was showing him himself while in the earth. His height was great. He began to grow. He was strong. His fruit was much. Get this. The fruit he bore was meat for all. This is the way God desires you as a believer to be. He desires you to reach heights unknown in Him. He desires for you to grow where others can benefit from your growth. He desires you to be strong as a tree that can withstand the tests, the storms, and the trials that may come. He desires that you bear much fruit. And the fruit you're bearing would be meat for all And notice the latter part of verse 12. All flesh was fed of it. All flesh denotes worldwide. It was not just restricted or limited to a certain group of people. The fruit that you as a believer should bear should be meat for all. But for so long, we have this closed mentality of just reaching a certain group of people. Whereas God desire you as a believer to be effective in what you're doing for Him. In people you meet, your life can impact them in a positive manner. But we notice in the story how this tree was going to be cut down and so forth. And this is the part I want to get to in part two. How or what are the things that will cause us to be fruitless as trees? What can cause you and I as a believer to be fruitless rather than fruitful? I want to deal with this part first. Fruitlessness. Number one, not abiding or staying with Jesus. If we don't stay in the Word, if we don't stay in fellowship with Jesus, if we don't walk with Him daily, we cannot be fruitful. Our lives will be fruitless. Apart from Him, we can do nothing. Number two, no prayer life. We must seek God daily. We must cry out to Him daily. If you don't have a prayer life as a saint, you are fruitless. You are powerless. You are so unproductive and so ineffective. As we saw in Luke, how the owner wanted to cut the tree down. Thank God for His mercy to us. And I'm showing you God's grace to us. Times when we could have been cut off. No prayer life. Number three, not reading the Word. If you don't spend quality time every day reading the Word, meditating upon the Word, as well as hearing the Word taught. That comes to worship time. That comes to Bible studies. Listen, you cannot bear fruit if you're not in the Word. Number one, again, if you're not abiding or staying with Jesus. Number two, if you have no prayer life. Number three, if you're not reading the Word. Saints, listen to me. Quit spending your time reading other novels and get back in the Bible. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Not reading some novel or some love story. You want to read stories? Read them from the Bible. That's where your faith is built up from. You get strength from God's Word. Number four, not hearing the Word constantly. Listen, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You must constantly hear the Word. Rehearse the Word. Meditate on the Word. If you're not faithful, I got to keep stressing this, to Bible studies, to worship services, where you can hear what God has to say to you, your life will never be fruitful. It can't be. Number five, entertaining the wrong people can cause you to be fruitless. Listen, evil communications corrupt good manners. I'm going to say it again. Evil communications corrupt good manners. If your company is evil, it's corrupting the good that's in you. One sinner destroys much good. Number six, robbing God of tithes can cause you to be fruitless. You know why? because you put yourself under a curse. Read Malachi 3:10 through 14. You become cursed with the curse. And get this, God does not bless what's cursed. When you don't pay your tithes, saints, and if you got to be reminded to pay your tithes, indications are you are showing up fruitless. The same God that blessed you to get up every morning to go to work every day, 5 days a week, that same God will remind you to give him a 10% of what he blessed you to make. And if you're robbing God, and many of you are doing that, you're not giving God what belongs to him, you're now riding around in a car that you use with stolen money. You done bought shoes with stolen money. You get your hair fixed with stolen money. You rob God of tithes, you cannot be fruitful. Number 7, unforgiveness will cause you to be fruitless. If you don't forgive people, if you regard iniquity in your heart, the Lord will not hear your prayer or your praise. You can get in the church and sing Amazing Grace all you wanna. If there's something in your heart against your brother or your sister, you are fruitless and you will never bear fruit, period, until you get that matter straight. Unforgiveness can hinder your life, period. Number 8, not being in the right location that God has placed you in. When I say right location, I'm talking about the right church now, the right church building. I brought this out in part one of our teaching, fruitful or fruitless trees. Which one are you? If you're in the wrong location, if you're not being taught about praying, if you're not being taught about consecration, if you're not being taught about giving, about living holy, if you're not being taught about repenting and forgiving one another and loving one another, if you're not being taught about reading your Bible every day, if you're not being taught about welcoming the Holy Spirit into your life every day, there's no way possible for you to be fruitful. If you're not being taught about worshiping God and praising Him, you can't be fruitful. If you're being taught everything but what you need that's not challenging your life in areas of your life that need to be touched on, you cannot become fruitful. So the question is, ask yourself this question. Am I in the right location? Am I in the place I'm supposed to be? Is it time for me to relocate to another place? Because if you're in a place and you're not being challenged through that word you're getting, you cannot be fruitful. Your life cannot be purged if the word is not given to you that you need to hear. If all you hear is stuff that make you laugh, make you happy, make you jump up and down, honey, you cannot grow from that. Castor oil is nasty, but castor oil get out of your body what don't belong there. Sometimes God sends a word that don't make you jump up and down, but that word purges your life. Remember, we are trees. And sometimes you have to be purged. I brought this out in part one. You have to be purged as a tree. Because if your life is not bearing fruit, something is clogged up in your spirit that God must send a word that will get out of your spirit what's stopping the fruit from coming forth. Glory to God. Let me repeat that. If your life is not fruitful, you may be in the wrong location. And let's just say you're in the right location and you're still not growing. Indications are you're not applying that word that you're getting there. So the bottom line is this. It might sometime be the place you're in. And then again, it might just be you as a believer. You're just lazy. You're unconcerned. You done got slothful. You're lukewarm. And how do you expect to be fruitful if you're lukewarm? If you don't come to church, if you stay home, if you find yourself working so much where you're too tired to come to church, how can you? Chapter 3, we come into a close of part 2 of fruitful or fruitless trees. Which one are you? And I brought this out. If you are lukewarm as a believer, there's no way possible for you to be fruitful as a tree. Your life will not be good for food. Your life will not be pleasant. Your life will not be desired by no one else. As a matter of fact, people will begin to avoid you. Notice this. I brought this out in part 1. You cannot pick a fruit from a tree from a distance. You have to come to the tree itself in order to pick the fruit from that tree. And if you're not pleasant as a believer, people will be turned off with you where they won't even care about what you got to say. And what you might say might be something they might need. But because you're not pleasant as a tree, they turn off from the fruit you may be bearing. And if you're lukewarm, others cannot take from your fruit and be blessed. If you're lukewarm, you cannot open nobody's eyes because yours are shut. If you're lukewarm as a believer, you can't educate nobody into things they don't know because you yourself still don't know that you're lukewarm and that you need purging. Notice something in Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. Unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write. The word Laodiceans means the people's right, what the people want to do. And if you as a believer have been doing your own thing for so long, this may be another reason why you are so fruitless. Now, let me show you how to be fruitful as a tree. Number 1, have an established prayer life. Number 2, stay and bury yourself in the Word. Number 3, consecrate and dedicate your life to the Lord. Number 4, give God permission to purge you and to point things out in your life that He don't like. Notice what I say. You got to give God permission to do it. God must know He have leeway to show you things about you He don't like. If you never tell God to show you yourself, indications are you will think the way you are is okay. Lord, continue to show me myself. Show me areas of my life that you don't like. That'll keep your life fruitful because God will put His finger on things you're doing that He can't stand. Now, when God does this, you can then make the necessary changes in your life when more fruit can be born through your life. Number 5, not only give to God, but go beyond what you normally give. Don't be so precise in your tithes. God bless you with $100. Don't give Him 10. Give Him 20. This is how your life be fruitful as a believer. You want God to give an increase to you? Give God an increase in what you give to Him. Number 6. Don't hold nothing against nobody, regardless of what people may do you in life. Forgive them on the spot. Don't harbor it. Don't think about it. Forgive them. Release it. And number 7, stay in the right place God puts you in. Stay faithful to prayer meetings. stay faithful to Bible studies, stay faithful to worship services, and continue to praise and to thank God for the little things in life. This is how your life be fruitful, and your life will constantly bear fruit. And get this as I come to a close. When we do those seven things, number one, you will be good for food. People will eat from you, and get this, not only will they pick the fruit you're bearing, they'll be able to teach others from the fruit they got from you. Number two, you will be pleasant. You will be kind, sweet, you will be gentle, and you will be humble. And that will draw people to you as the tree, and in turn, they will see the fruit that's being borne by you. Number three, you will be desired by others. What others will desire to be like, the pattern they see you are now following. Note that. Fruitfulness. Others will desire to be like you because of the Christ they see in you. They want what they now see in you, and that's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Number four, others will take the fruit, and they will be blessed, and they in turn will tell others about what they got from you as a believer. Note that. They will tell their friends, there's a person I want you to listen to. Now, they're not going to just tell their friends that if they wasn't blessed by what they heard. So that means, as a fruitful tree, others that have benefited from the fruit, they in turn will tell others, and they too will be blessed by that fruit. Number five, the fruit that they take from your life will open their eyes in areas of their lives that they was blinded in. Fruitful trees. And number six, let me back up on number five. The way God has made you to be as a believer, you're individualized, you're peculiar in your ways. David said, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. When God made you as a saint, he threw them all away. The way you are, God draws people to himself through the way you are. You're unique. And when you are fruitful as a tree, as a believer, other people will come to see things about themselves through your life and will cause them to change and get this, come under conviction through what they see in you. Boy, that was powerful. And number six, as a fruitful tree, you will be educated and you will be able to educate others in things that they need to know, get this, that will cause them to grow and become strong and even get saved. Remember this, saints of God. Fruitful or fruitless trees, which one of you? There are people that's in sin who are spiritually dead. They're looking for examples to follow. They're looking for trees. They're looking for trees that's good for food, that's pleasant, that's sweet. They're looking for trees they can desire to be like. They're looking for trees they can pull fruit from. They're looking for trees that will enlighten them on what they need to see. And they're looking for trees that will educate them on how to get saved. So, saints of God, if you have been a fruitless tree, just repent and tell God you're sorry. And tell him exactly why you've been so fruitless. And that you're tired of running from him. And that you're now willing, you're ready to obey him and do what he called you to do. And if you are fruitless, continue to pray and let him purge you and stay in the word so you can bear much fruit. But if you're not saved and you're listening to this message and you want to know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, what I want you to know is that Jesus loves you. Jesus died on Calvary. He shed His blood for your sins. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Church membership cannot save you. Mary cannot save you. Buddha cannot save you. Mary, Muhammad, Sun Young Moon, none of these people died on a cross for you, but Jesus Christ. And my friend, if you want to give your heart to Jesus Christ, I want you to bow your head and repeat this prayer from your heart. Say, "Lord Jesus, I believe You are the Son of God. I believe You came to planet Earth. You hung on a cross. You died for my sins, and You shed Your blood. You was buried, and You rose again. You're alive today. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Wash me in Your blood. Come into my heart. Be Lord of my life from this day forward. I thank You for saving me, changing me, and making me a tree that will be fruitful, that others can get saved through my life. And Lord Jesus, I thank You for filling me with Your precious Holy Spirit and sealing me until the day of redemption. In Jesus' name." Loving Father, I give You praise for Your word. And God, I thank You for convicting the hearts of Your people that's been listening to these two series of messages. Fruitful or fruitless trees, which one are You? I thank You for ministering to Your people and purging us as Your people, where we can go from fruit to more fruit to much fruit in this hour. And God, I thank You for massive conviction and challenging Your people to change and to come up in areas of their life where we have been slothful, lazy, and unfruitful in. And Father, I give You glory. I give You praise and I give You honor for it now. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. Fruitful or fruitless trees? Which one are you? And if you have been fruitless as a saint, stop today and tell God you're sorry and ask Him to make you a tree that will bear 12 manner of fruit. Because in this hour, God needs trees that He can bear much fruit through to reach this end time harvest. In Jesus' name.